Hi, this is Laura with Kick-Ass in Life, where I help you get hired fast, be smart with money, and be a happier and healthier self. Thank you guys for joining me today. I want to help you in your goals for 2018. And so that's why today we are talking about goal setting. I love New Year's because it's always a fresh start. So we say goodbye to 2017. We enter 2018, which is totally incredible. And so along with it, it gives us the opportunity to set all types of goals for the new year. And so I want to help you be successful in those goals that you set for yourself. So we're just going to talk about some ways that you can set goals and actually achieve them. Today, we're going to talk about the SMART framework. So SMART is a mnemonic device so you can remember how to set and meet your goals. So the S in SMART stands for specific. You want to make your goals super specific. So for example, if you want to get healthier, that's a great goal, though it's not very specific. And so to make it more specific, you would say, I want to go to the gym 3 times a week. So that's good because it is a specific goal rather than a generic goal of just being healthier. Along with that, it is measurable. M means measurable. So measurable in that first example would be 3 times a week. Can you measure the success of that? The answer is yes. You can measure whether or not you went to the gym 3 times a week. So why measurable is helpful is it keeps you on track. Measuring your goals is super important, so that can help you stay on track. And so if you aren't tracking your goals, it's really hard to keep them. So creating measurable goals allows you to track them and see if you're meeting the goals on a monthly, weekly basis. A in SMART is attainable. Is it something that is realistic? So if you want to be potentially an Olympic bodybuilder, is that attainable to you? It could be, which is really great, but if it's not, make a goal that is attainable. Otherwise, you're just going to be disappointed. You want it to be a reach goal, something that is a little bit outside of your comfort zone, but you also want to make sure it is achievable and something that you can actually do. R is also realistic. So once again, if being an Olympic bodybuilder is maybe not within your wheelhouse, it wouldn't be super realistic. So by creating a realistic goal, something that is more obtainable, so for example, you want to be able to do a few pull-ups or do a proper push-up, those are really great ways to start. And by putting it through the SMART framework, you can find ways to achieve that specific goal. Time bound is also very important. So time allows you to figure out when is the time frame that you want to accomplish this goal. Is it within 3 months, 6 months, 9 months, or is it a year goal? And if it is, establish regular check-ins with yourself to make sure you're actually meeting your goals. This is really important because I think so many of us maybe write down our goals at the beginning of the year and that's it. You feel good about doing it, but what is the check-in process? Are you actually checking in on a weekly basis? How are you meeting your goals? Write them down, post them in your office or at home on your mirror so you can constantly be reminding yourself of your goals and do regular check-ins to make sure you're meeting those goals. So that is the SMART framework, which I love because it's a framework that allows you to meet and achieve goals that are out of your reach and out of your comfort zone, but also measurable, achievable, and all of that so you can actually do them and feel really great about doing them. So once again, the SMART framework, S, specific, M, measurable, A, attainable, R, realistic, and T, time bound. And so that is when you're creating your goals, that is the framework you use so you can actually achieve your goals. I reminded you to write it down and establish regular check-ins and then just take small steps. Every day make steps towards your goals, and they can be small steps, but as long as you're incrementally working toward your goals, you're going to feel really good about it. It leads a lot to your happiness and your health and your well-being to be able to slowly chip away at your goals. So go out there and take massive action. Go do it. What is that thing that you've been holding back that you've really wanted to accomplish? Maybe it's getting your dream job this year. Well, go for it. Find out what your dream job is and take measurable, actionable steps toward getting it. So go out there and kick ass in your goals. And as always, please, if Lifeless Podcast. Like it on iTunes or Stitcher or Google Play or wherever you listen to your podcast. Share it, rate it. That helps others find it. And if you have any questions, please visit kickassin.life for more information and to reach out to me, because I do this for you. I want to help you, and I want you to have the best 2018 yet. So go kick ass.